Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 7. I'm going to read the first part of the verse, and that's all I'm going to read because I really don't need the rest of it, but you'll get my meaning once we get going here. Remember and forget not. Now, they're being exhorted, obviously, to remember some things, not to forget things. My message today is don't forget to remember. Don't forget to remember. That's really what he's saying there. Remember and forget not. Don't forget to remember these things, the things of your past, what God has done. Don't forget to remember. Now, leave your Bible open because might want to just go ahead and turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6, and then we're going to read in a couple different places as we go. Not a whole lot of reading, but just a couple things. I was thinking as I prepared this message, last week I sort of picked on the seasoned citizens with my joke. I don't know if you remember my joke about the pharmacy and the marriage registry, right? If you heard that. I guess maybe this kind of hits us more seasoned folks as well, because sometimes we can get forgetful. Now, I sit down at my desk and the Lord really laid this on my heart, and I just began to write some things, because when you think about being forgetful, that can be frustrating, can it? I mean, it really can. And I admire people that have good memories. And, you know, you can do exercises to try and make your memory better. And, you know, some people you can tell directions to, and you can just say at one time, they got it. I am not like that, I'm telling you. You know, instructions. I was talking to Brother Homer not too long ago, and, you know, he works on coffee machines. And he says he can read a manual, and he doesn't need the manual. He can go to the machine and just do it. That's a good memory. Some people, I admire people that can remember names and directions and instructions and both important and unimportant things. Forgetfulness can be frustrating. Have you ever? Now, I know that you have. You might not admit it. But have you ever walked from one room to the other and forgot why you went to the other room? Isn't that alarming sometimes? It's like, man, what am I in here for? And have you ever, now I've done this, and I've probably done it to you, only you don't know it, I hope. But I have called people, and I have a list of people to call, and when they answer, I forget which person it was I called. And I have to go, hey, brother, hey, sister, until I get that voice, and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's this one. I mean, that's scary, isn't it? I even gave myself an illustration while preparing this message. I got it from my desk. I went into the kitchen to get a cup of coffee, and I laid my glasses down, and I poured my coffee, and I went back to my desk, and I forgot where I put my glasses. So that was a pretty good illustration. I'm a list maker. Do you make lists? I make lists. I make lists for my day-to-day activities. Like, I want to visit, so, you know, from priority to least priority, and what I want to get accomplished during the day. And I make my list because I have to go here and I have to visit this person. I got to call this person. And so if I don't finish that list, I carry it over to the next day's list. And so I make lists for things to do. I make lists for things to shop for. If I'm going to the store, I'll make lists. But have you ever made a list and forgot your list? Have you ever made a list, put the list in your pocket? And I've done this and think to myself, you know, there's only two or three things on that list. I don't need that list. I'll remember. And then when I get home, I forgot something that was on the list, and the list was in my pocket. I forgot my glasses so I could read my list while I had it in my pocket. I have been singing. Have you ever been singing? I've done this. I've messed up songs. People have asked me. I did it recently. Had the words right there in front of me, and I'm like, I know the words, and I'll mess the words up. Because I don't need to look at them words. I know this song, but I'll mess the song up because I didn't look at the words. It's kind of like the, you know, the man and the wife, you know, the man's, she wants some chocolate ice cream. She wants some ice cream and chocolate syrup. She wants two things. She says, will you go to the store and get me some ice cream and chocolate syrup? He says, I sure will. She says, you want me to write that down? He says, it's only two things. How can I forget that? She says, all right. He comes back. He has a bag of cheddar cheese. She says, you forgot the crackers. They both forgot. Have you ever asked for a box at the end of your meal at a restaurant, boxed your food up, and then left your box on the table? I am not alone. Praise the Lord. You know, I would prefer to believe that my mind is so full of knowledge and facts and figures that it just doesn't have any more room for trivial things. Wouldn't you rather believe that? Some of us could probably store some of that knowledge down here. It's getting bigger, but that's another subject, I guess. Have you ever, on a more serious note, have you ever laid something on the top of your car and forgot it was up? I did that with a Bible one time. When we were on Dearborn, now I was a young man at this time, I laid my Bible on top of my car, and we used to have homecoming over on 63rd or something off of Denison, and I drove all the way over there, and my Bible was still on my car when I got there, thank the good Lord. It was there. Recently, I was moving, and I was moving my bicycles, and I had to use a 3/4-inch nut and a bolt head and to put the hitch on to carry the bikes that we have. And so I got my best half-inch drive Craftsman ratchet with a 3/4-inch socket on it, my wrench, and I put that bike thing on there, and what did I do? I set them on the bumper, and I moved my bikes. And you guessed it. I didn't have a ratchet when I got over to where I was moving to. Forgetfulness can be dangerous. And I read this, and I thought, boy, you should never lay anything on the top of your car. You should always put it on the hood. That way, when you get in the car, if you forgot, you'll see it. Because I read this story. I read about a man who put his baby in the car seat on top of the car and loaded the car, got the other kids in, and literally forgot about the baby that was on top of the car as he drove off. And the baby did fall off, but the baby survived the accident. But he literally forgot about a baby in a car seat on top of his car. And here's my point as we segue into what I want to tell you about. Forgetfulness can be dangerous. And God knows that. And God knows that our nature as humans is that we tend to be forgetful. We really do. We forget about so many things. Things become, just ordinary or just, everyday to us at times. And we sometimes forget about those things. And so God in His sovereignty gave us warnings about forgetting about the most important things in life. Now, He gave a warning in Deuteronomy chapter 6 that I want to read to you. It's a few verses beginning at verse 6. Now, read this with me. God knew that they would be forgetful. He says, "And these words which I have commanded you this day shall be in your heart. And you shall teach them diligently unto your children. And you shall talk of them when you're sitting in your house. And when you walk by the way. And when thou lie down. And when you rise up. And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand. And they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them down upon the post of the house and on the gates." God wanted them, and that's, I'm going to read some more. "And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, houses full of good things that you filled not, wells dug that you didn't dig, nor vineyards and olive trees which you planted not, when you shall have eaten and be full, then beware lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage." God in His sovereignty knew that we as humans would be forgetful. And so He warns the children of Israel, when you get to the promised land, don't forget about me. When things are going well and you're on the mountaintop and the cupboards are full and the fields are bringing harvest and everything's going well, don't forget where those things come from. Don't forget to remember. Psalms chapter 9 verse 17 says this, "The wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that forget God." He warns us as a nation, as a people, not to forget God. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1 says, "We ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we let them slip." And that's what happens when we forget. They slip from our mind. But God doesn't just warn us about being forgetful of the most important things in life. God gives us certain activities and certain things, and particularly in the Old Testament into the New, he gave, for instance, so that Israel would not forget the deliverance that he gave them from Egypt, he instituted what is called the Passover. And he told them in Exodus chapter 12, verse 14, as he set it up, and he told them how they should take a lamb and slay the lamb and put the blood on top of the door and on the sides of the door. And he said to them, when the death angel passes by tonight, if I see the blood, I will pass over you. And then he told them, he said, you shall make this, in verse 14, he said, you shall make this a memorial throughout all of your generations. You will remember this every year to remember my delivering you from the bondage of Egypt. That was so, and even now, Orthodox Jewish people still keep the Passover so that they remember what God done. God told Israel in Exodus chapter 16, verse 32, you know, in that time he began to rain manna from heaven as they were going through the wilderness. And every morning they would come out and there would be enough for them to eat. And he told them in verse 32, Exodus chapter 16, he says, take you a pot of manna. Store it up, and then it would eventually go in the Ark of the Covenant. But he said, because this I want you to remember, when you had a need in your life, I was able to meet your need. God provided for them. In Numbers chapter 15, I was going to read, but God tells them, he says, I want you to enlarge the borders of your garments, and I want you to put tassels on your garments. And he said, these tassels on the borders of your garment are to remind you that you do not forget my commands. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, I read to you, and I didn't mean to read that when I did. I read ahead of where I wanted to be, but in verses 6 through 9, I already read it. But in verse 8, it says, you shall bind them for a sign, talking about the word, on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them down. What are they writing down? The word of God. God says, I want you to literally write these down, and they would become to known as phylacteries. And Jesus would refer to them in the New Testament. And what they would do, they would literally write little verses of Scripture and put them in, wrap them up or put them in small containers and hang them on their clothing as they walked about to remind them that God's Word is real. God's Word is important. Remember when Joshua and the children of Israel crossed the Jordan River. And in Joshua, the fourth chapter, and he told them, he took the 12 leaders of the tribes, and one leader from every tribe would bring a stone up out of the Jordan River. And he said, when you get to the other side, we're going to build a memorial. And he says, what this will be when your children say, what does this mean, Father? What does this mean, Mother? You shall tell them that God held back the Jordan River, and you came across, and God delivered you. They want to remember. And then in Luke chapter 22, Jesus instituted what we call the Lord's Supper, which we need to do very soon. And he said, as he instituted this supper, he said, and as he broke the bread and as he passed around the cup, he said, this do in remembrance of me. These are things that God instituted so that people would not forget. And yet, in spite of all the measures that God took and all the exercises that God instituted, all the verses that warn us not to forget God. In Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 32, listen to this verse. It says this, God asking the question, can a virgin forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. Forgetting God. There it is. I forgot where I put it. Days without number. Can you imagine out of sight, out of mind, people forget God? Can you imagine never receiving a phone call from your children? They grow up, they leave home, and they just forget all about mom and dad. They never call home. They never see how you're doing. They never check on you, never want to know, never want to get together. That's the way God feels, because so many people have forgotten about God. Let's go back to what Psalm 9:17 says. All nations that forget God will be... Listen, think about this. Listen to this quote by Abraham Lincoln. This is really good. And he made this speech in 1863, and Abe Lincoln said, "We have become the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, power, as no other nation has ever grown. But listen now what he says. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthens us. We have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our own hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us." Boy, Abraham Lincoln said that in 1863. Can I tell you that we have moved from a place of forgetting about God to a place of contempt for God in our nation? Would you agree with that? We have moved from a place of just forgetting about God to a place where people have contempt for God and literally hate the things of God and despise the people of God in so many areas of this nation in which we live. We have literally forgotten about God in this nation. But I want to remind you, and this is what I want to get to, this is what we need to apply, because church, I don't want to forget to remember. Do you? Let me give you some things. And this is not, you know, earth-shaking stuff, but it is important stuff that you already know. But I want to remind you today. Because here's some things. As I sung that song, and thought about Jesus dying for me. You see, I don't want to forget to remember the cross. I don't want to forget to remember that it was on the old rugged cross that Jesus Christ died for me. I don't ever want to get to the place that when we sing that song, the old rugged cross, it just seems like ho-hum and an old song and it's not important. I don't ever want to get to the place, listen, where the cross becomes merely a piece of jewelry. I want to remember how that my Savior left the portals of glory and He was willing to go all the way up to the cross and there be nailed to a cross and there shed His life's blood and pour out Himself so that I could have life. I don't want to forget about His body broken, His blood shed, so that I could have life. Oh God, guard us against forgetting about the cross today. Hey, listen, it's still the cross. I don't care if it is 2015. God doesn't grade on the curve. He grades on the cross, and it's still the blood. It's the blood, thank God. I don't want to forget about the cross. Praise the Lord. We don't observe the Passover, but we do the Lord's Supper, and it's then we look back and remember. But may we remember daily what He's done for us. I don't want to forget to remember His provision. Amen. They put the manna up to remind them that God was able to provide for their needs. But my Bible tells me in Philippians 4:19 that my God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches by Christ Jesus. Let me tell you, church, how the God I serve owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. Amen. He owns it all. And I want to tell you, God is able to meet your need today. God is able to provide. I heard a story this morning by a preacher, and he was talking about George Mueller and how he opened 117 schools for orphans, and he ran several orphanages, and not one time did he ever ask anyone for money, because he said this. He said, "God owns it all, and I made a vow to God, I will only ask Him." And every time a need arose, God met the need. Let me tell you something. We get all worried and shook up when something happens, but what God is telling us through the manna and through our Bible, listen, is trust me. I provide for the fowls of the air. Now listen, if I can feed all of them, I can sure feed you. God can meet our needs. I don't want to forget to remember that I'm serving one who can meet my need. I don't want to forget to remember this book. Amen. Those frontlets on before their eyes and the phylacteries that they wore. You know, Jesus would tell them in Matthew chapter 23, he said this. He said, they do these. He said, you enlarge your phylacteries and you enlarge the borders of your garment so that you can be seen by men. He said, what you're doing means nothing because you're doing it out of the pride of your own heart. We don't wear phylacteries and we don't do things like that now. But we do have a book. We do have the completed Word of God. We do have 66 books written by at least 40 different authors, preserved, inerrant, inspired by God. And it is good, listen, all scriptures inspired by God, and it is profitable for instruction, reproof, and correction, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished to every good work. I don't want to forget the book. Listen, I want to do more than carry it back and forth to church. Hey, man, it's good to have a big old Bible, and we need to carry it to church. But I want to tell you, listen, don't just carry it on Sunday morning, lay it down, and look for it on Sunday morning again the next week. Bless God. Get in the book. Hallelujah. Read the book. Apply the book. This book will transform your life. Transform your life. Let me tell you. I was thinking about Brother Greg Adams. He's not here this morning. But he, you know, we were talking with him over a course of time, and he had a problem with his eyes, and it was very difficult for him to read. And somebody had donated a set of cassette tapes to the church for somebody that needed to listen to them. I said, Greg, why don't you take these tapes and listen to the Bible? And he did. And you want to know something? It wasn't maybe a month after that he gave his life to the Lord. You see, that's what the Word of God does. This Word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Listen to what James says. He says in chapter 1, verse 22, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholds himself and goes his way and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. But whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, I don't want to forget to remember. But a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his work. Church, let's not forget. Let's not forget to remember the book. And we may not carry up stones out of the Jordan River and build a memorial for our deliverance. I don't have any stones laid up in my house. I don't have any kind of memorial like that. But I'm going to tell you what I do have. I have a changed heart. Hey, listen, I remember the day, I remember the moment, October 11, 1981, when Jesus Christ spoke to my heart, and I want to tell you, he reached further down than I could reach up, and he pulled me out of the miry clay, out of the horrible pit, and he set my feet on a solid rock, and I know what he did for me. I know what he did for me. Listen, he changed my life. Old things passed away. And I don't want to forget to remember the life that he saved me from. Do you? I don't want to forget to remember how discontented I was, how in turmoil I was, how I was on my way to hell. But bless God, he changed my direction. He saved me. I don't want to forget to remember my deliverance and what he saved me from. And you know something else? I don't want to forget to remember the church. Because you know something? The church, is a memorial. Every time we come into this church, you know what their greeting was in the New Testament church? He is risen. That's how they greeted. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Every time we come through the doors, it is a memorial of Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. He said, thou art Peter. And upon this rock, he said,
speaking of himself, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. The church will not be defeated. Let me tell you something. The church is victorious. It is built on the right foundation, washed in the blood. And every time we gather, it is a memorial that, bless God, 3 days in the grave is all it can hold him. He's alive this morning. It's a memorial that Jesus is risen. I don't want to forget to remember what he did for me. I don't want to forget to remember when I get up in the morning. I'm going to quit here in just a minute. When you get up in the morning, when I get up in the morning, I don't want to forget to remember. Do you sense God's presence? When you get out of bed in the morning, he is with you. He is with you. I read it like this the other day. Preacher said, God worked for us on the cross. He works in us through the presence of the Holy Spirit. When I get up in the morning, his presence is with me. My day needs to reflect who I am in Christ. And I'm not talking about a pastor. Certainly, I want to carry myself as a pastor, but I'm talking about as a child of God. Does your day reflect that? Is he working in your life? I don't want to forget to remember that God lives in me and he's working in me. And I don't want to forget to remember that he's working through me. He's using me for his glory. I am his hands. I am his feet. And God wants to use us. Church, don't forget to remember. Simple, huh? It's just simple stuff. It really is. But God knew that in our human nature, it's so easy for us to forget. And as Hebrews 2:1 says, let's get a song ready. As Hebrews 2:1 says, you know, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things that we've heard because we can let them slip, drift away. Let me ask you something this morning. Do you know Christ? That's first and foremost. Do you know Christ? Do you know what he did for you at Calvary? Do you understand the significance of that? It's not just some historical events that's written down in a book somewhere. It is personal to each and every one of us because he not only died for me, he died for every one of you and every other person in this world. He loves us that much. Don't forget to remember that God loves you and he wants to do a miracle in your life. He wants to transform your life. Where are you at today? In your walk with the Lord, are there some things that you're forgetting about, letting slip in your walk with Jesus? Would you just reflect for a moment, and if God speaks to your heart, would you resolve to strengthen those areas of your life so that God can be more manifested through you and in you? Let us pray. Father, we love you. We thank you so much for your presence today. Thank you for the Word of God, so powerful. I just thank you, Lord, that you set reminders up for us. You give us exercises for our mind, Lord, and in the Lord's Supper and in your word and all these things that you've told us to do, that we will not forget about the important things in this life. Lord, may we tend to you first and foremost. And when you are preeminent in our life, every other area is brought up and made more powerful and strengthened in our life. Speak to our hearts today, Lord. We need you, we love you, and we thank you for your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.